The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Globally Local FM.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, it's been 2 years, friends. How do we feel?
Wow, the energy is palpable in there. How about we run it back?
Okay.
I do the movie thing there. Scene two.
Hey, it's been 2 years, friends. How are we feeling
fucking
today?
Fucking fantabulous, brother.
Because that's how you guys talk. Fucking fantabulous. Talking about Fanta, I don't think it's in anymore.
Fabulous.
It's not?
No. You know what's in now? A raspberry Lipton iced tea.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, you should, because that thing will make your holes loose of how good it is.
Excuse you.
Oh.
I don't think we have that here, like, at all.
Holes?
Yeah, you know Australians, the bunged up bunch they are?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Anyways, episode 104, Eindhoven, Netherlands, different city. Ooh. Every episode, we give you the news, but this one's special because it's our birthday. Woohoo! We have to plug this in the first 2 minutes, otherwise we lose sponsors.
Yep, and sponsors are important. All right.
So, how do we feel about going onto the facts and then we can circle back to general talk?
Ha! Strike me! Physically.
All right, well, Eindhoven is in the south of the Netherlands. Here's what we got. It is a relatively new city due to being a company town. Did we all know that?
Yeah.
Yes, very good, very good. Now you might want to remember that one.
By the way, Sid, just so you know, the episode we recorded before this one, I didn't know some answers, not all of them. But all of his quiz questions was something he did not mention in the episode whatsoever. So be ready that this is the man you're fighting against today.
Watch out now, already, because this is going to be very meta since that episode comes out after this one.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but that's fine.
Okay. It contains the second biggest technical university of the Netherlands.
Is it actually second?
Yes.
I didn't know Summer College was that big.
Yeah.
So true, bestie.
Bonties.
Did you know, and this is pretty cool, that we actually happened to meet there?
What?
Cool. That's not true.
That was
though.
Pretty. It is, though.
Yeah, it was. I was just seeing if I can catch you off guard.
Okay. I even remember the first time I saw Rudy walking around. This was at his little project villa with Eric. And he kind of just stood there and ignored me. And it was very hurtful.
That is so not true. I gave them a fucking tour.
No, he didn't, friends.
That's so... you such a liar.
I really don't think... No, I really think that was a different time. I don't remember now.
Well, all I heard about Henry the first time we met is that Eric has this fucking just incel roommate that never comes out of his room and just plays this game free on Steam. What's the name of it?
Eternal Return.
Oh, thank you very much.
As we were waiting for his eternal return, and yet he never returned to us until I went to visit my friend at house, and then Henry was forced by his nails to go out of his room to meet me, and then friendship bloomed from then on.
But even then, I was playing a tournament until like 10 o'clock on that
day. My god.
Lads, have you ever thought about
and Sid,
3 years ago? Around this time, there we were sitting in one of the university buildings, legs wide open when we birthed Zezers.
Okay, you have to calm down with your descriptions. That's People have no idea who that is. It's not even related to Global Local FM.
And but yet, we must worship.
I'm sorry, listeners. That there was no complete,
that building.
Complete nonsense to you, but...
Oh my god.
That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, moving on. It is well known for being a hub of technology within the Netherlands.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
Indeed. Mm.
It's a hub of a lot of things right now, Henry. You haven't been here in a couple of years. The city has grown quite substantially.
I love to hear it. Well, I'll be back soon, rest assured.
Actually?
No.
For fuck's sake. I thought, wow, on the birthday episode, the best gift ever. But no.
That's right. This is the episode where I announce that I'm staying in Australia forever. Ha ha ha.
Probably too close to truth.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it later, huh? Did you know, people, the bus system kind of sucks and it's pretty infrequent.
Amen.
That was one of my takeaways from Eindhoven. And finally, I used to live in the north in Waardbroek. Yeah, and remember that one as well, please.
I can't pronounce that.
All right, that's it. That's Eindhoven in a nutshell.
That's... Guys! It's the birthday episode!
Okay, I have...
I just finished my speech, then it's your turn to pick it up.
Before we get into the segment, I do have a news article I want to bring up.
Well, that's the news.
Yes. Let's get right into the...
So, before we get into this segment, I have news. God, what are we doing?
I never specified which segment. I could be talking about local business.
So, now we know that you have a segment.
Yes.
This guy.
Let's go right into the news.
All right.
Where have never been a hotter, just railroading truck of the road as we are today. Okay, yes, let's go. Have at it.
Some motherfucker by Bayernkorf.
Good start.
Found an innocent bike. A bicycle, a vintage Peugeot PFN10, manufactured what seems to be around 1979, and up and stole the back wheel.
I don't think
it occurred to them, the horror, the audacity. Think about the poor fucker who had to carry the bike 1.6 kilometers home, and had pain in his delicate, delicate hands, because he's a little bitch like that. Please return my bike wheel, out of principle. I replaced it. For 35 euros, but please, I want it back.
Who the fuck steals a rear wheel? Right? What's the point
of
that?
That's what I'm saying.
Henry, I've been following this saga since the day it happened. It's been more hilarious as the days go by.
That is crazy. Like, genuinely, what did you gain by stealing one wheel?
They didn't even cut the chain, like, connect. It's just dangling, but no wheel.
God damn it. I genuinely went sitting.
How else do you end up with a situation like this? No wheel?
I don't know. The only thing I've seen before is like just like a wheel chained to the rack. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
When they steal like the whole bike by just removing the front wheel. But I've never seen it the other way around.
Well, it's because I chained all the rest of it.
And so they thought, yeah, this wheel will be okay. Let's remove it.
Well, yeah, because they're stealing the rest of the bike from everyone else. They're missing back wheels.
That's a good point.
There's a deficit in the system.
I was about to say, Sid got very philosophical in explaining why this is very unfair to him from the gods.
Yeah, I did consider stealing someone's back wheel, so then there is a constant one back wheel deficit in the system of PFN10 Peugeot vintage bikes from 1979.
I mean, that's quite heartbreaking. That poor bike will never be the same.
Yeah, heart shattered. Part of it with some fucker with a back wheel in Eindhoven.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've been lucky enough to never have been part of like my bike getting stolen or anything of the bike.
That's just because I couldn't pick the lock.
Wait, Rudy. Wait. Does this mean you stole my back wheel, you motherfucker?
As you see a single wheel move out of the camera.
Well, Sid, that's quite heartbreaking to hear, I must say.
Thank you.
I've got some a bit more positive news that's been going around. Where is it? Here it is. Eindhoven votes for the city's best person.
Oh, yeah, whoa. I heard about this.
Winner does not show up to the award ceremony. So, all right. So, as you guys would both know, all citizens of Eindhoven recently received a slip in their mail which opened them up to nominate their favorite Eindhovener in an initiative to recognize the best citizen slash your fellow citizen. This was part... Oh, sorry, I just said that. The nomination was open to interpretation, so you could put anyone forth for anything, up to you, just recognizing your fellow man, basically. The winner was chosen for their academic and creative skills, for being a bright star in their community, and for their work in the media industry.
Oh, really? Because I did not know who the winner was. I did hear about this, though.
Yes. Well, on the day of the award ceremony, the winner did not show up. It was not clear if this move was in protest or not, or if they just...
What was the prize that they missed out on?
Well, it was like a commemorative plaque near the, whatchamacallit? The, what's it called? The city house, I guess. City hall?
Oh, yeah, municipality.
Commemorative plaque by city hall, as well as a massive hunk of flowers, you know.
Mm.
They really didn't.
Would have loved to receive flowers.
Away with this one.
I think they should have made that person's face a part of the skate park, but like making it abstract, so then people could.
That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been really cool.
So they could skate all over their face.
Yeah, hell yeah,
yeah.
Ramp up their cheekbone.
That's very good.
As you were.
Yes. Well, friends. Do you know who this person is?
I didn't hear the name, but I do know that this happened yet.
Is it Rudy?
Sid. It is not Rudy.
It's not Rudy, for sure.
It most certainly not.
Rudy did not vote for this, so I don't think Rudy was eligible for this.
Fuck. I sent in 20 different letters saying it's Rudy.
But okay, Sid, did you actually get the letter? Like, because it was a real thing. They did send letters for this.
I haven't checked my mailbox. Oh,
it's a real thing. Well, like, I got the letter at some point. Okay, as somebody who's lived here, I think this is the first year they do it, right? Because I don't remember any other letters like this before. The way the letter looked like the biggest scam ever. You know those, like, lottery things they send in the letterboxes where you're like, I have trash? This looked even worse than that. It kind of looked like somebody just took, like, Adobe Acrobat or something, like, for the first time, splash something together and just shipped it out. I don't have it with me because I had thrown it out already, but yeah.
There's a good chance I might have accidentally binned it then.
Probably.
you're not one to open your scam mail, Sid?
Not always. I mean, other than that one time I got a free €6 HEMA gift voucher.
You know, those are the important ones. I was bummed out to miss out on this one, but... So Mayor Jeroen Dijsselbloem, which is the first time I learned about that name.
Lovely guy.
Said, it's a great shame that the winner of our Citizens Recognition Award, Sid, is not here to celebrate with us today. However, it does once again show how humble he is. We can all learn a lesson from him.
Maybe I should check my letterbox more often. Oops.
you must have missed the prize gala invitation, Sid.
Yeah, you missed your own trophy.
Fuck, wait, my face is not going to be in the skate park?
No.
It's not going to be in the skate park. You're just going to have a plaque and the flowers, for all we know, have been thrown in the trash.
Fuck, man, I have such a skateable forehead. Like, Matt Ollie's there.
You do. Thank Look you. At it right now. The glare on it from camera is crazy.
could burn a hole in the neighboring buildings.
It probably has. Imagine the last thing you see as you melt down is Sid's beaming face. Okay. Right. So now that we know that Sid's been skipping shit, I think it's... What were you going to say?
Our friend Colossal Pengu recently met the mayor. That's it.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
That's actually true. Yes.
Lovely guy. A convention for video games?
No, it was like an art festival. So Colossal Pengu has gotten an actual job where he's part of like a YouTube channel. He's their like spokesperson or so, and he like... it's like mm-hmm. like a youth movement type of thing where they just go to like all kinds of interest points in Eindhoven, and I think they also have like gaming, but there's like he does reaction videos and also interviews with like gaming conventions, stuff like that. And there was an art festival at which I was supposed to volunteer actually, but then I had a medical emergency, so I had to cancel that. But yeah, he went to interview there and got to interview, I think it was the mayor he met, and he also met the guy who used to be the either financial advisor or the financial minister or educational minister of Netherlands.
That is the mayor.
Well,
oh, that's the mayor.
The mayor.
Oh, that's the same guy.
The financial.
It's the same guy.
I did not know. Yeah.
Financial advisor by night, mayor by day.
Oh he no, the two alter egos.
All right, I'm gonna have to see some links, but also the way you said, like, he got an actual job.
Well, this bum has been sitting at home, not feeding the kids, not feeding the family. Finally, somewhere this yapping got us.
Check out Spellbreakers on YouTube.
Do check out, Spellbreakers on YouTube. All right, my article. A man has been caught wheeling around. A man, allegedly a student of Indian descent, has been seen wheeling around the city of Eindhoven with only the front wheel on his bicycle intact. By now becoming an urban legend, he has reportedly been heard muttering under his breath phrases like, "Why is it me? Who the fuck steals only one wheel?" and "Sarangay Opachan." This cryptid has been seen stalking the streets at night, so lock your doors and hide your husbands at least until the infamously stolen wheel has been found.
That sounds pretty scary.
I feel like I know who made the report, because when I went to the bike repair store, there was an old lady who was looking at me with all kinds of suspicion. Like she was doing the thing where she was sitting there and she was just making and breaking eye contact with me again and again, and I was like, "Ma'am, please let me scroll."
She was probably like, "Oh my god, this brown person in my bike shop probably come to buy something he stole."
So true.
I mean,
coming to buy the wheel.
I have fully seen like the white grandmas of Eindhoven sometimes being very blatant in who they cast their judgment on a bus. You will see, let's say, like, me sitting down. I don't have any posh clothes on. I don't look like Ratchet. But, like, let's say it's not, like, the best day, right? Take one glance, whatever. Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, I don't know, Asian person walks in. The way they fucking stare at these people. It's like just, I don't, it's like you've never seen a person in my life, you know?
The plague upon the lands of old white women.
Real. Okay, anyways, I think it's time to go for an ad.
Let's go!
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, fans of Globally Local FM, it is with my greatest pleasure I announce to you today an opportunity of a lifetime. In this scarce landscape of content creation, we come to you providing an opportunity, a deal of a century, if you will. You see, it is with a heavy heart that we must announce that our editor and occasionally ad maker, Sid, unfortunately will be bidding us goodbye as his creative talent takes him elsewhere in life. But fret not, as you could be the... Really?
I mean, did you guys even give him a warning or anything? Listen, I know the budget has been scarce and the listens have been kind of low, but come on, he lives in a closet. It's not like you pay him anyways. No, I can't do this. It feels like backstabbing. Besides, his ideas are not that bad. No, no, you go out there. You go out there and find me somebody who fucking thinks of merlions to be put in ads, or werewolf kaiju body pillows or whatever the fuck it was, and that grandfather clock? Yeah. You go and find somebody like that that's not in a madhouse already, okay? Yeah, I want to see you do... This was from the wheel? You mean like... The wheel up there that binds us? Well, well, you know what? No. No. I say no. In fact, you know what I say to the wheel? I don't care. I don't care if I'm selling my soul for the wheel. You know what I say to the fucking wheel? Eat sand!
Well.
Well, shit, you really showed the wheel who's boss.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think my contract has been extended for extra 500 episodes because of this, because I'm just now stuck in this hell. But hey, at least Sid is free.
Animal Crossing type dialogue, that was.
Yeah, the employees we have here at the HQ, they're kind of like not from Earth.
Yeah, you really popped off when he said.
I like the best my secretary Glob.
Fucking caught me off guard. Wait, you guys get secretaries?
Some of us. Well.
Okay.
All right, friends. I will now ask you some questions. If you get them all right, there will be a prize at the end.
It's pulsating.
So, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What company was founded in Eindhoven, which spurred the development of the city?
Jacob.
Philips. Ah, fuck. I think you're right.
I said... So, sorry, that was correct. I said that Eindhoven had one of the biggest TUs in the Netherlands. I named the other two.
Fontes! Oh, wait, you mean like the other TUs?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought the other were Eindhoven.
In all of the Netherlands, not just in
okay,
Eindhoven.
Okay, we have TU Eindhoven, which is our uni. We have TU Delft. What
Twente
else is there?
Twente is a TU? One of them. Yeah. Twente is a TU. There's also Wageningen, I think.
But Wageningen will not be a big one. No way.
Would you like to lock in those answers?
Yeah.
So which one are we locking in? Is Delft change. And what is the third one, Sid? I say Twente.
Because I know Twente is definitely one of them. So let's lock in Twente.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you considered Groningen in this process?
No one ever does.
This is not
it's
me
okay.
trying to change your answer, by the way. But okay.
I did not know that they have a TU. Like, I knew they had a technical university, but I did not know it was part of, like, the TU, like, that they named it as well. That.
Yeah, it's run
okay,
by sheep.
Okay, so what is your final answer?
Twente!
And Delft.
Very good. Groningen does not have a TU, but, you know, you can try.
Because I know that Groningen was, they do have a technical university because I almost went there, because I did apply for it.
Mm.
Wageningen was the bonus answer, so you got that one as well.
Hell yeah.
So very good, very good. Well on track so far. What is the neighborhood in Eindhoven called that I used to live in?
I cannot pronounce it. I don't
Wunzel?
Even remember.
No?
No.
Sid? No.
I
give it a crack, Rudy. I'll give it to you.
I don't pronounce the name, so I don't even remember it. Like, I genuinely, like, you couldn't, I can't, nothing comes to my mind.
Okay, so Rudy, he can't pronounce it, but he's thinking of the right one. It is Vartbrook. Well done, Rudy. Yeah, I am proud of you.
How?
Vartbrook.
Wunsel is, I think, maybe the larger area. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's part of, like, the larger Wunsel, sort of.
I already forgot the name he said.
Vartbrook.
Vartbrook?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well... What was the name of our most honorable citizen?
Sid!
Jeroen.
Both correct answers. And then, well, I guess you've answered everything correctly. I have put in a bonus, which you could probably cut out because it's going to dox Rudy. But Rudy, what's the neighborhood that you live in?
I don't know, so you don't have to dox shit out. Like, I know my, like, address,
well,
but
I'm going to say the right answer, of course. Okay, I won't say the right answer because Rudy would be upset.
No, do it.
Rudy
do
lives...
It. Do it, bitch. It's wrong.
Do you live in Belgium?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I moved. Henry does not know
this. Oh my
this.
God, he's a Lommel man now. No, the real answer is that Rudy lives under the bridge at Stratumseind. Of course.
And even that is very expensive.
That's a good bridge.
Yes. What do you think that he can show up to Rainbow Club every time, huh? He lives there, basically.
That's so true. I think it's time for us to go to local business, though.
All right.
All right, ready?
Go for it. Feel Good, very expensive clothing store where you can go and buy a gift to our boy Sid. It's a store he likes, but a store that has racked up its prices as if it was hit by economic crisis 10 years from now.
I go there every, like, once in a while, but I've only ever bought stuff, like, twice.
It's very nice quality clothes, I will say this, because I've also been there. But, Henry, a fucking t-shirt there cost 100 euros.
That is fucked. Sorry, what was the shop name?
V-I-E-L-G-U-T. So, Feel Good. Yeah.
All right. Well... Yeah, no, I'm sort of against t-shirts that are more expensive than $50. And I think $50 is already way pushing it.
Yeah.
But yes. Well, I guess sometimes you want to buy yourself a premium shirt / something else. Sid?
Well, I would like to shout out Sprout Coffee Roasters. So this is in Gasfabriek. It's a lovely independent coffee roaster supplier that supplies beans to many specialty coffee places across the Netherlands, as far as I know. Opened from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Excellent coffee, good stickers, cool merch. They're also hosting a latte art competition organized by a few of my friends on the 22nd of May. So
cool.
Do check it out if you have the time.
Wow, I would actually love to go, but I can't. So you may or may not know. That sounds pretty cool. If I'm ever around... Then I'll go say hi, I guess.
Hell yeah.
If you would like to take Sid out to my favorite restaurant for dinner, then you can go to Takumi Ramen. I'm pretty sure I've said it many a times, but I still have not found a place here in Australia that is close to equivalent, except for one time in Sydney, but I don't live in Sydney, so that's worthless to me. yeah. And then I'll jump straight to my local radio station, jumping the queue. I have said this before. I think in episode 1, because we did Amsterdam, but in the Netherlands, I always listen to Q music, because that was always the best vibe to me.
Hey, Sid.
All right, I would like to shout out Ra Ra Radio, which is an internet radio station based out of a shipping container in Stripe S. Tunes are bopping, they have a different vibe for every day of the week. Support local businesses, they're sick as fuck. Yeah, it's the chairman of the radio is an industrial design graduate, so fellow buddy.
Yeah. And then for my radio, of course, I have to say Globally Local FM, where you can hear no music except some random tidbits of what sounds to be a cat choir, and then a lot of unrelated yapping.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Right, well then, Happy birthday, lads, once again. Woo. And thank you, listeners, for joining us at episode 104, Eindhoven, Netherlands. A bit of a special episode to put a spotlight on our third member, the one and only Sid. Big round of applause for everybody, and hopefully they do it at home for us as well. And then, if you want to give us some feedback, do that on Spotify or wherever you find your podcast. If it has a comment section, we will see it. 000REDIS000, so 000 is Rudy's 000's Instagram. If you want to find me, you can find Sid
on Mastodon, if you want. I think my Mastodon handle is appropriately bizarre.
Mastodons are pretty cool.
What's that?
It's basically an unfederated or a defederated Twitter alternative that I have, okay, but haven't opened in about 18 months.
I genuinely thought you're making a joke web, because a mastodon is also an animal.
The tricking
like elephant, but not a mammoth in between thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to say that as well, actually, that did you know that's actually an elephant between mammoth thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sure. Henry, where can we find you?
You know what? You can find me internationally quizzing the night away at the International Quiz Night in Eindhoven.
Oh, yeah, he used to love those. What a cryptid he was back then.
Did you know? I still have two of their pens on me at this time.
Well, better that than in you.
To give me some.
Anyways, round of applause.
Definitely.
How are we seeing you next time?
Kingston in Jamaica.
Let's go. Right, lads, don't you worry about a thing. Sid, goodbye. Henry, how are we getting to Kingston, Jamaica?
By a pirate ship.
Yarr.
No, fuck you. I'm throwing you in a shipping container.
No!